Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been looking forward to talking to this guy, Tim Jenkins. Indeed, you can follow him on X at T Jenkins Elite. He is the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. He joins us weekly here on Rahimi Harrison Grody. Layla has the day off today. And Tim joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Tim, what's going on, man? Thanks for being on The Score with us as usual.
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We are doing well. And Marshall and I pretty much agreed that if it wasn't his best performance, Caleb Williams against Cleveland, it was our favorite Caleb Williams performance this year. Where does it stack up for you relative to his other games this year?
Yeah. I mean, super efficient, right? I think we kind of, coming out of the Packers game, you started to worry a little bit, I think, yeah. Right? I think we all were kind of like, oh, okay, hey. You know, can we get back on track? And I think that's exactly what they did. It was a well-designed game plan. I think it was really efficient from his operation of the offense. My favorite part about it is, you know, and again, I know he made a spectacular throw on that boot where then, you know, he puts it to DJ in the back. And I know he made some good, you know, plays extending it in the boot game, but really not a ton of quote unquote scramble situations, more playing on time, playing within structure of the offense, which to me, I think was the biggest sort of thing I was looking for was, hey, can we get back on track playing within the structure of our offense? And he did just that. He scrambled when needed. He picked up one big first down with his legs. And to me, everything else was efficient from the pocket on time. I thought it looked really good.
Tim, going back to the beginning of the game, we talked about getting him off to faster, better starts. What I noticed is they did have that boot action throughout, but especially early in the game, that first incomplete pass to Cole Kmet. Do you feel like Ben Johnson there is trying to get him into the most comfortable position just to find a way to get a completed pass early in the game? Is that how you read that?
Yeah, I think you're on it, right? I think they're trying to figure out, hey, what are our game starters? What are our drive starters? To me, it's always been those kind of go hand in hand, right? Your first 10 and then, you know, your P and 10 after that, right? Possession and 10. Hey, our first and 10, what do we go to get our offense, our feet moving forward? You know, I do think, right, you're on to it a little bit with in terms of, hey, can we get some easy ones in the boot game? You know, can we get something out to the flat? Simultaneously, man, it does seem like Caleb comes alive when we get into a little bit heavier. We go 12 or 13 personnel, and we go run action and just fire this thing down the field. So, shoot, maybe that's how we got to start opening some of these games is let's go run action, shot play out of the gate and see how the kid responds.
As for that 22-yard pass to DJ Moore in the back of the end zone, Tim Jenkins, what did it look like through your eyes and your analysis?
See, I love it because, to me, DJ's not really in the progression. And I say that not in a negative way. I say that in, you know, you've got anytime you're reading a boot concept, you're going to have some sort of flat control guy near the line of scrimmage. You'll have some sort of overrunner about 10 yards past the line of scrimmage. And then you'll have an ultra high or a runoff, somebody deep, right? You'll always have that. And then depending on how the coordinator is, some guys install it as a ladder read, which is like you're climbing up a ladder, right? Short to deep. And then other guys are reverse ladder guys, right? Hey, deep to short. For me, though, what don't you hear about? You don't hear about that backside post, that backside chase route, which is what DJ was on, but you always alert that as a quarterback. Like, if you ever get to a situation where you go, hey, 1, 2, 3 aren't there, man, I got to alert my chase, see if this guy's here before I go run this thing. What's funny about the boot play is, you know, our ultra high runner, that deep guy, he kind of gets held up, you know, a really good kind of reroute press. He gets held up. The overrunner, because of that, basically has four guys around him because our spacing's off. And then Komet gets taken down, so we don't have a flat. So really Caleb's out there like, okay, hey, I don't have 1, 2, or 3 because none of them are in the right spot. Let me get back to my alert chase post. And then, so to me, I'm most excited about the process that got him to DJ. With that being said, Caleb is one of the only people playing right now in the National Football League, right? Like him and Josh and probably Mahomes and, you know, maybe Stafford if it was within the pocket and not out of the pocket. But there are very few guys that could actually then pull the trigger and complete it. So to me, the process getting there shows tremendous growth in his football IQ. Then, of course, the ability to make that throw is like why you take him first overall. And that's what I think culminating in such a memorable play. And I know a lot of fans are just excited about the throw, but to me, it's like knowing that the process was good to then get there, that might be even bigger. The throw, of course, was about as special as it's going to get this season.
I love what you brought up, the process stuff and the football IQ and all of that, because that's what we wanted to see from Caleb Williams's predecessors, ultimately brought down Justin Fields and even Mitch Trubisky because of their inability to see the whole field and cutting the field in half and all that. So that's huge what you're saying right there. The other part is, and you're right, you mentioned I'm not sure we're missing somebody in terms of who could have possibly made that throw. Where do we go now? Is he now empowered? Like, you got to be careful because you can't make those throws every time, right? Depending on the circumstance. So how do you handle that going forward? I don't know if this is like a change in the trajectory of like in what he thinks he can get away with in his mind, but isn't it also a little bit dangerous to him?
Yeah, you could have another smoking Jay, right?
Yeah,
I think, like, honestly, and this is a terrible answer, but I just think it's the same way you parent a kid, right? You give them freedom. Oh, they took advantage of it. All right, we bring the reins back a little bit. Uh-huh. It's a push-pull with these guys that are super talented, and you have to – it's a high-wire act, right? You got to consistently coach up, know the situation. Okay, hey, what's our situation here? What's the scoreboard telling us? You know, do we have a chance to make this throw, or do we need these 3 points? There's all these things that – he's going to have to factor in, and it's just constant football IQ growth, right? That's all it is. I think if there's anything I could tell you I could sign off on, it's that we're seeing that within the staff. So to me, it's, does it enable him to push the envelope? Of course, right? It does, right? It's, be who you can afford to be, and he can afford to be, you know, a little bit aggressive with the football. With that being said, it's also part of what makes him the ceiling that he has, right? You got to be honest about it. If he couldn't make that throw, then he probably also can't make that Luther Burden throw where he's running basically a 25-yard deep hank route. I've never seen the concept before. They put it in this week, and then he drills that. So to me, it's like, you know, it's the good and the bad with it. It's just going to be constant feedbacks, constant coaching, constant growth in the football IQ to make sure it doesn't go crazy, go off the rails. But I'll tell you right now, it feels like he hasn't been putting the ball in harm's way, not in good situations. Like, it does feel like he's starting to learn, okay, hey, I can put the ball in harm's way a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
I can be aggressive here, which to me is, that's the growth we've wanted to see, like you said earlier.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch the development. You've had such a keen eye since day one of him. We heard Ben Johnson earlier today talk about him being so good at the pre-snap, at the cadence, the things that he had to learn, frankly, this season. Does it feel to you like he's kind of to the end of this arc for season number one, and now it's just like, all right, what can you go do on game day? And then you work on the major stuff in the off season. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what the ceiling is for this team in this conference this year.
Yeah, it's such a good point because, yeah, there are definitely things that I'd say this is addressable in the off season versus addressable in season. What I tell you, though, is do I feel like he's at the end of his arc? That's such a good question. My gut would tell you no, only because I still feel like there are concepts where he'll bail on him or his eyes are potentially in the wrong spot. Again, it's always fun, and I really do like the long form. You know, my wife loves it because I get to just sit in my office and talk to myself for an hour so she doesn't have to deal with it. But what I'll tell you is what I do love most about the long form film breakdowns is because you can sit there and you can explain, like, hey, here's how I've read it. With that being said, I have no idea what Ben's saying. Here's another way you could look at this. So from my perception, my interpretation of the film, he still has his eyes in the wrong spot at times, right? You know, not nearly what it was at the beginning of the season. So I do think there's still cleanup. I think there's cleanup in the protection. There's all sorts of stuff where, hey, we're going to mic somebody else. So we're going to slide our line to have better angles, have a better advantage. So I do think there's still growth potential. With that being said, yes, the major lifts are going to happen in the offseason. I think we're close to what this team could and should be going into the playoffs. This week will be huge. This week will be huge. If they can bounce back and get this one, because I feel like when you really looked at that Packers tape deep, man, there were some missed opportunities. If they can clean that up and take advantage of it, and if they can put this division away more or less this week, look out, because I do think this team's starting to roll. I'm hesitant to say like a full sign off because I do think the Browns are one of those teams that the Bears did exactly what good teams should do, which is they showed up and they punished a bad team from start to finish versus letting them hang around and think they have a chance. With that being said, it still was the Browns. We still need to show up, I think, against the Packers, a more quality opponent, and play this sort of complete game from the offensive side of it. I think the Packers are going to be hard to slow down on defense no matter what you do. I think, you know, you saw it in Denver this week, right? That I think that Denver team has a good defense and the Packers were able to generate some points. But I do think this offense can come back and have a much bigger impact on the game than they had, you know, just a week ago.
Yeah, well, let's stay right there. You're right. The Packers were able to put up some points on Denver. We know what they did to the Bears the week before. Where is Jordan Love right now in your evaluation? Because obviously he killed the Bears with the explosives in that round one game, if you will, against the Packers at Lambeau.
Yeah, Jordan. So here's and you know, I'm gonna watch myself because I know everybody hates Green Bay. It's listening to this, but what I
asked
will
the
say
question,
Jordan,
so it's on me, buddy. Don't worry about it.
I'll
take.
But
the
what
heat.
I will say is Jordan Love is what I think. So how many times have you seen, all right, hey, the Bear, it's 3rd and 8. Bears are lined up. A bunch of guys at the line of scrimmage. We're going to go cover 1, cover 0. Guess what? Jordan Love retreats, knows exactly where his over route's going to be. They complete it, and you go, we just went from 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 12 to a 1st down, and you're pulling your hair out, right? That's happened a bunch. That's what Caleb is going to grow into. Mm. Jordan Love is in what year? I don't even know at this point with LaFleur,
5?
Right?
Yeah.
This, to me, is what then Caleb and Ben are going to grow into. Caleb's already doing that, but just imagine a couple more years of growth where, oh, I know exactly where I'm going with this thing on 0 or exactly how to manipulate this matchup on 1. So Jordan Love, yes, to me, is playing at an extremely high level. With that being said, I just think you have a talented kid. He's football competent, and he's paired with an offensive guy. That's exactly what I think Caleb now has. Do I think Caleb has more high-end arm potential than Jordan? I do, obviously. With that being said, Jordan has done an extremely good job against pressure. I think he's done a really good job in big moments, and that's what we want to see from Caleb. So to me, it's, you know, that's what the danger with Green Bay is that it feels like it's a ton of body shots, and then it feels like when they have an explosive available to them, they generate it. And that's where I think Caleb hasn't been perfect with his explosive opportunities. Those are getting better. Once he gets to being perfect, this Bears team is, man, they're rolling once we get to where we're perfect in the explosives. And again, Jordan's not perfect, right? There's still plays on tape where, oh, shoot, hey, you should have been here. But he's obviously 3 or 4 years into this thing, whereas Caleb's still in year one with Ben.
Yeah, it is year three of him as a starter, Jordan Love in Green Bay. We're joined by Tim Jenkins, as we are each and every Tuesday, the founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. And don't forget, you can watch Tim's full Caleb Williams breakdown video on his YouTube channel. That's at All Things QB. Okay, so we talk a lot about Caleb when we talk with you. I'm so curious as to what you think of the development specifically of these rookie pass catchers, whether it is Luther Burden III, who has come on strong, especially with Rome Odunze now being out indefinitely, and of course, Colston Loveland as both a blocker and a pass catcher. What do you make of the two rookies' development so far?
I mean, you can't be more fired up about the Loveland kid. He puts Myles Garrett on his tail, right? Like, that's a great chip. So to me, it's, you know, Loveland, I think, does a great job. I think he adds in the run and the pass game. He's obviously a huge threat. What I'll tell you about Luther, man, is he's got some juice after the catch.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I hate equating him to a teammate, but, like, he's got some DJ Moore level wiggle to him where it feels like, you know, hey, you get the ball and it feels like we got 10 or 15 extra or 5 extra in the screen game or whatever it is. So I really like him. What I will say, and you know, you always sit there and you say, man, you never want to see someone out of a ball game, right? You never want to see someone hurt. I will say it was nice to see DJ and Luther get targeted more with Rome out, because I do think those guys are pretty dang awesome and pretty dang explosive. It'll be interesting to see how we get these targets going into the playoffs, how we can get these targets right in terms of touches. And not because I think anyone's selfish, because I really don't. When I watch the film, they're all excited for each other. Just in terms of, you want these guys to get touches. Like, you want, to me, I want DJ Moore to touch the ball 8 times, right? How are we going to get it to him? Whether it's in the backfield, in the screen game, down the field. But you want him to touch the ball a bunch because he's an explosive football player. So it's not necessarily from an ego standpoint. It's more from, hey, you know, can we get these guys in the game? But, you know, Luther, I think, has been pretty dang impressive in terms of not only his route ability, but what he's doing after the catch, especially lately. It just feels like, man, they get the ball in his hands and positive things happen. So to me, that's been exciting. And then I think the Loveland kid, I've never been as hard on Komet as I think some people have. I've always thought Komet and Cole did a pretty good job. The Loveland kid is... He's the real deal, man. Mm. I don't know if you guys watched the game last night, but the Waller, right? You know, and again, it was a blowout, but Waller sitting there making some plays. That's who I think Loveland can end up being with a few more years with a guy like Ben Johnson teaching him, hey, here's the exactness we want you to run routes with. I think if he can get there, he's just so physically imposing, like the Waller kid, that all of a sudden you sit there and you go, man, we've got some dynamic one-on-one shots we could dial up in the red zone as he gets more and more comfortable with Caleb.
How about the Warren kid? Do you think that he's going to be better than Tyler Warren of the Indianapolis Colts?
Oh, man, yeah. I think it's interesting. You see, Philip Rivers was loving him, though. I don't know if you guys saw that, but Grandpa was firing into him early. And I got to tell you guys.
That's your best friend, right?
That was the one storyline for me this week where it's like, it's funny because the Colts have been a good ball club, and But I don't know if I've been, like, eager to watch them play. Man, I can tell you right now, on my Sunday ticket or whatever it is, I was sitting there watching the start of that Colts game because I was like, man, I wonder how my body would feel taking that shot at 44. Like, I just don't know if I could hold up like he was doing.
So you'll be locked in Monday night when they take on the Niners then.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, that'll be a fun one. Hopefully Gramps gets it dialed in. I tweeted the Colts. I said, listen, I only got five of them, but I'm ready to go if you need me. I think I'm five short of Phillip, but you know, five more kids later, I don't know if I'll have the same juice in my arm.
you're what halfway to his family size? I mean, you have five or six.
I'm halfway home, and I'm halfway home, and like on a, you know, this I did another video on the Chicago this morning. I'm halfway home. My wife is doing school drop off, and my 3-year old just walked in and made an appearance. So I don't know how I'm going to do it when we get to 10.
Yeah.
But you know, we'll have a lot of we'll be bumping out more film breakdowns by then. My oldest will be doing, you know, different teams. So it'll be a good positive thing for the family.
Goals.
Old man Rivers. Tim, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate you guys.
Yep, that is Tim Jenkins, founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite. Yeah, we all love watching, again, in a society where
how
we
can you not?
Often disparage the old, we propped up the old in the National Football League and in sports because it's pretty amazing. What's going on? How long it's going to last? I have no idea. But I do know this. When we return, we have fresh Caleb Williams audio coming into us from Hallis Hall. We'll also talk about Caleb Williams versus Jordan Love and the rivalry that we are all hoping will be in existence for the next 7 to 9 years or whatever. It's all coming up on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.